What we're looking for is a volunteer to spend about 30 minutes a week contacting a client, either over the phone or on a video call, depending what's preferred. And basically, the volunteer will support the client with setting targets, looking at ways to improve their overall well-being. So, as you said, it can be about connecting or finding ways to improve well-being. And there'll be a chat each week, and then hopefully setting some targets each week as well. So in terms of the volunteers, we're looking for people who are good listeners, good communicators, and approachable.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're absolutely open to anyone from any background, any experiences, any age, just to come forward and have a chat, really. And as you said, it's a two-way street, and our volunteers get so much back from the experience. So that's what we're looking for.
So basically, anybody that's got any life experience at all, can do this. They don't need any qualifications. I presume you will, if they need any sort of training at all, I imagine that VASA will do that for them.
Yes, spot on. So in terms of training, we're looking to offer around about a 6-hour training package. A couple of hours will be around mental health. So we've got an outside trainer who is developing a bespoke, specialised bit of training package for us. So we're really excited about that. So each volunteer will have the same training. So a couple of hours around mental health. And then we look at other things around boundaries, safeguarding. Yeah. But of course, as well, we're looking for volunteers to share their knowledge with each other. And that's how we'll develop as a team.
Yeah. I imagine that the volunteers will also have VASL as their backup, in the sense that if a client sort of chats about something they don't quite understand, they can always get in touch with VASL and they will explain exactly what to do.
Yeah, exactly. So if there's anything that crops up in the conversation that the volunteer is unsure about or wants to chat more, then we say, we're here, pick up the phone, and we will help with that. And, you know, if we need to take a conversation further, then that's what we'll do. But for the volunteer, definitely we're here for them every step of the way.
So how does a client get in touch and tap into the service?
Okay, so in terms of a client, if they're 18 or above, living in the Harborough district, and have got mild to moderate mental health issues, so for example, suffering with anxiety or depression, feeling isolated.
That's most of Harborough at the moment.
I was going to say,
due to lockdown.
We can all relate to that, I think, can't we, in one way or another? So, yeah, realistically, there's lots of people that we can support, I think, exactly as you say. So if anybody is looking for support, they can get in touch themselves and we can fill a form out together, or somebody else could refer on their behalf. So shall I share the details now?
Please do.
Okay, thank you. So our website is www.vasl.org.uk.
Yep.
And the email address for anyone looking to volunteer or anyone looking for support is wellbeing, all one word, @vasl.org.uk.
That's easy enough, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, that's easy enough. And then our phone number, again, for volunteers wishing to have a chat or anyone wanting to have a chat with me, the phone number is Harborough 01858 456 042.
Lovely. So people can actually ring you as well, you know, so...
Yeah. And I think that's what I wanted to say as well, to anyone who's maybe thought about volunteering before, but for whatever reason hasn't been able to, then maybe just pick up the phone, have a chat with me. I can explain to you more about the project and how we can support you, and then see how you feel maybe after a conversation with me. But we're really excited about the project. There's a lot of positivity, and we'd love you to get in touch and be part of our valued team, really.
Well, I feel better getting in touch with you, speaking to you. So there you go. That's a good start. That's a good start. Now, a small detail.
Yeah.
Now, you say they can phone them or Zoom chat or whatever. Who pays the phone bill?
So that's a good question. So volunteers can be reimbursed for the phone bill. We appreciate lots of people. Some people these days have unlimited
phone free calls. Yeah.
Yeah, which is absolutely great. But obviously not everybody has that. So, yeah, of course, at Vassal we will reimburse people with any expenses. Regarding, we definitely don't want people to be out of pocket. That's the last thing we want.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And these will be all phone calls. It's not like they have to go out and visit people or.
No, exactly. So we recognise, obviously, as restrictions ease, lots of people are supporting people in face-to-face ways again. But we're sticking with over the telephone, as I said, or video call. But we're going to work really closely with local partners and things that are happening already in Harborough, so we can share information with the clients about, you know, things they might be interested in, walking groups or, you know, art activities, whatever it is the individual's interested in, really.
Right, so this whole wellbeing project, this is new, it's just starting now, and you've got to get volunteers.
So, exactly.
Right. If there's people out there and you've got, was it 30 minutes, did you say, a week?
30 minutes a week, yeah. So
that's,
there'll be.
That's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot. There'll be about 5 or 6 hours worth of training initially.
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable and sort of confident with their approach over the phone. And then, as I say, following on from that, it'll be about 30 minutes a week. For up to 6 months.
Right. Oh, so, right. Okay.
Yeah. If anyone has got that time, and the key thing is that those 30 minutes will make a significant difference to the life of somebody in the Harborough District. So in itself is a great feeling.
When you say up to 6 months, does that mean the sort of allocated budget for the project is for 6 months and that's it?
So at the moment we're funded until May of next year, mainly funded by Harborough District Council.
Okay.
We're looking for 6 months initially because we feel that will work well within the project length, etc. But if people need support at the end of that 6 months, then there are lots of other services locally that we could refer people on to. So we're definitely not going to leave people at the end of that time. We'll make sure that people are handed over to the support they need at the end of it.